Hello, dear students. Once again, I am before you with the second module of States of Matter. In this module, we will be discussing about the ideal gas equation, deviation from ideal gas behavior, and van der Waals gas equation. We are also going to discuss about the properties of liquids like vapor pressure, surface tension, and viscosity. Before going to discuss the ideal gas and ideal gas equation, let us recall the three gas laws which will help us in deriving the ideal gas equation. The first one we call it as Boyle's law. Boyle's law says at constant temperature, the volume of a fixed mass of gas is inversely proportional to its pressure. Charles' law says at a constant pressure, the volume of a given mass of gas is directly proportional to its absolute temperature. Avogadro's law says at constant temperature and pressure, the volume of a gas is directly proportional to its number of moles. Now let us see how to combine all these gas expressions. We can say V proportional to 1 by P. According to Charles' law, we can say V proportional to T. According to Avogadro's law, we can say V proportional to N. By combining these three expressions, we can say V proportional to NT by P, or V is equal to R into NT by P. On rearranging, you will get a beautiful expression of a equation PV is equal to NRT. This PV is equal to NRT is known as ideal gas equation. In this ideal gas equation, P is the pressure of the gas, V is the volume of the gas, N is the number of moles of the gas, and the T is the temperature. The only new term in this ideal gas equation is R. R is known as a gas constant or universal gas constant. Then what is gas constant? We can define the gas constant as work done per degree per mole of a gas. Hence, the R values are different in different units depending on the unit of pressure and volume. Now, let us see the other forms of the ideal gas equation. For 1 mole of a gas, I can write the ideal gas equation as P1 V1 by T1 is equal to P2 V2 by T2. This is also called as a combined gas law or Quartz-Lessons equation. The ideal gas equation we can also write in terms of density as shown in the slide number 6 as P is equal to dRT by M, where D is known as density of the gas. Now, the gases which are going to follow the ideal gas equation, we can say ideal gases. If you see, actually, all the gases are behaving like an ideal gas at normal conditions of temperature and pressure. But if the temperature or pressure changes, they deviate from the ideal gas behavior. It is observed that the gases will deviate from the ideal gas behavior at high pressure and low temperature. Now, a question arises, what is the reason for the deviation from the ideal gas behavior? We can say it is because of the two wrong assumptions in the kinetic theory of gases. Actually, in the kinetic theory of gases, we say that there is no force of attraction or repulsion between the gases molecules. But if you take the same gas at high pressure and low temperature, there arises attraction or repulsion forces. Hence, the gases deviate from the ideal gas behavior. The second wrong assumption in the kinetic theory of gases is the actual volume of the gases is negligible in comparison with the volume occupied by the gas. But if you take the same gas again at high pressure and low temperature, the concept is wrong. Hence, now we have to make the correction to the pressure factor and we have to make a correction to the volume factor. This has been done by the scientist van der Waals. And by correcting the pressure factor and volume factor, we will get a new combined gas equation that we are going to call it as a van der Waals gas equation. Now, let us see the change in the what you call behavior of the gases, which you can see in the slide number 7 and 8 also. Now, the next point is, what about the change in the pressure factor? Real gases shows deviation from the ideal gas law because molecules interact with each other. At very high pressure, molecules of gases are very close to each other. Molecular interaction starts operating. At high pressure, molecules do not strike the walls of the container with full impact because of those are bagged back by the other molecules due to molecular attraction forces. Therefore, the pressure exerted by the gas is less than the pressure exerted by the ideal gas. So, to compensate this, we will write it like this. P ideal is equal to P real plus A n square by V square. This A n square by V square, we call it as a correction factor, in which A is called as van der Waals constant, N is the number of moles, and V is the volume of the gas. Similarly, there is a correction in the volume factor also. Why? Because repulsive forces also become significant at high pressure and low temperature. The volume occupied by the molecules, because instead of moving in the volume V, these are now restricted to a volume less than V, represented by V minus NB, where NB is called as a correction factor. Here, B is also a constant called as van der Waals constant. Now, let us make the two corrections in the ideal gas equation, and let us write the new gas equation as P plus A n square by V square, and V minus NB is equal to NRT. This you can see in the slide number 10. This P plus A n square by V square into V minus NB is equal to NRT, we call it as a van der Waals gas equation. In this gas equation, every factor is the same except two factors. One is called as A, another one we call it as B, which we call it as van der Waals constants. The value of A tells us about the magnitude of intermolecular forces within the gases molecules. It depends on the nature of the gas and differs from gas to gas. B is also known as a van der Waals gas constant, but the value of B is known as a co-volume or excluded volume. So now we have a better gas equation, that is van der Waals gas equation, to explain the behavior of any gas. Now, the other factor came to the picture to explain the deviation from the ideal gas behavior is called as a compressibility factor. This compressibility factor we can represent by the letter capital Z, which you can see in slide number 11. Now, take the ideal gas equation, PV is equal to NRT. Let us introduce the compressibility factor Z in the equation. And I can say PV is equal to Z into NRT. Or I can say Z is equal to PV by NRT. This Z value can be 1, can be less than 1, can be greater than 1. If Z is equal to 1, then the gas equation PV is equal to NRT, and such gases we call it as ideal gases. If Z is less than 1, the gases are less compressible, and such gases are having deviation from the ideal gas behavior. At a very low pressure, all gases have Z is equal to 1 and behaves as an ideal gas as such. At high pressure, if Z is greater than 1, these gases are difficult to compress, where Z is less than 1 and they have the intermediate pressures. Now, one more word we can introduce here, that is called as Boyle's temperature. The temperature at which a real gas behaves all ideal gas laws over an appreciable range of pressure is called as Boyle's temperature. Then the boil temperature can be explained in a very well way by using the compressibility factor Z. The next topic in the chapter is about the liquid stage. Liquids are quite common around us. And what is a liquid? Liquid is the state of a substance which is having the boiling point greater than room temperature. We all know very well liquids are having so many properties. Liquids have the fixed volume but not the fixed shape. The intermolecular forces between the liquid molecules is greater than gases but less than the solids. Liquids have the boiling point greater than the room temperature. But the three very important properties for liquids are one is vapor pressure, the second one is surface tension, and the last one is viscosity. Vapor pressure, we can say the pressure exerted by the vapor over the liquid when the rate of vaporization and the rate of condensation are in the equilibrium. That's why I can say the temperature at which vapor pressure of a liquid is equal to the external pressure is called as a boiling temperature at that pressure. At one atmospheric pressure, boiling temperature is called as a normal boiling point. But if the pressure is 1 bar, then the boiling point is called as a standard boiling point. So students, please make a note of this. What is the difference between the normal boiling point and what is standard boiling point? The atmospheric pressure we will express in different units. The temperature, when the density of the liquid and the vapors become the same, that is the boundary between the liquid and the vapor disappears and it is called as a critical temperature. For every liquid, there will be a critical temperature. Then the second property of the liquids is a surface tension. How to define is the energy required to increase the surface area of a liquid by one unit is known as a surface tension or surface energy. Actually, if you take in the liquid, the molecules which are present inside the liquid will experience the equal attraction from all the sides. Then the molecules itself does not experience a net force, and this phenomenon is called as surface tension. But liquids tend to minimize their surface area. This is the property of a liquid. The molecules on the surface experience a net downward force and thus have more energy than the molecules in the bulk. If surface of the liquid increased by pulling a molecule from the bulk, attractive forces will have to be overcome. That's why remember, in liquids there arises a surface tension. And this surface tension is defined as also force acting per unit length perpendicular to the line drawn on the surface of the liquid, and it is denoted by the Greek letter gamma. About the surface tension and viscosity, in a present syllabus they deleted about the mathematical expression, so we need not to discuss much about this. The last property of the liquids is viscosity. Then what is the viscosity? Actually, viscosity is the obstruction caused by one layer of the liquid on another layer for the flow. So this can be explained like this. Viscosity is the measure of resistance to flow which arises due to the internal friction between the layers of the fluid as they slip past one another while liquid flows. The type of flow in which there is a regular gradation of velocity in passing from one layer to another layer is called as a laminar flow. Viscosity is one of the important property of the liquids which makes the liquid more volatile or less volatile and moderately volatile. Hence, viscosity is going to change the boiling point of the liquid also. Then the viscosity unit is called as a poise, and the how to derive the viscosity expression is shown in the slide number 17, and you can see that and make a notes of that. This is about, in brief, about your chapter called as States of Matter. So in the first module, we have discussed about the interparticle forces and the gas laws. In the second module, we have discussed about ideal gas behavior, ideal gas equation and the deviation from the ideal gas equation and a few properties of liquids. Thank you very much. Read well and try to score the good marks. All the best and God bless you.